Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jason Smith joins me now.
Hello.
Jason is an experienced reporter, covered preps for a long time, covered the University of Memphis basketball team for a long time. Who'd you cover? Who were your coaches at Memphis? Josh and Tubby?
Just Josh.
Josh.
Yeah, I guess I covered the change to Tubby and then came over here in October of that first
year. I mean,
Tubby
of course,
year.
you've covered Tubby from here, but not on the daily basis.
As beat writer, it was
so,
Josh.
Have you ever had a coach in any circumstance go off on you? I've only had now three people go off on me. One is Jason Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And I've owned up my part of that. I thought I wrote an unfair column. One is Penny Hardaway, and I don't honestly think it was an unfair question in the slightest. And then was Albert Joey Bell, the baseball player.
What happened there?
What happened there is I was sitting on his chair in front of his locker. I was interviewing. It was spring training. And I was interviewing the guy. I don't even know who it was. Who was his locker next to his?
I've been in that situation.
And I sat down and
guys like, why are you?
And Joey threw a flip flop at me from across the.
Oh, wow.
He threw his flip flop at me and said, get the F, you know, out of my chair like that.
Yeah.
I was in his chair. So those are the only, like, Cal, but the Cal stuff was always behind the curtain. He never went off. In fact, I would go see John and say, hey, if you have a problem with the media. And John would say, no, I got no problem, you know, whatever. Like, he was not ever directly confrontational. So has any coach or player ever gone off on you?
No, not to that extent that I can think of. No, certainly not. I mean, I think we were all watching Jeff there with mouths dropped, you know, that it went from 0 to 60 pretty fast. Because before that, he's talking pretty much about the team
how
and
bad
how disappointing
the performance was. He said it was one of the worst of the year.
He said it sucks.
It sucked.
He also said last night it wasn't Memphis basketball.
Right. Well, and it was interesting
because he said they weren't fighting. At one point. And
well, that's why I think the question as to whether he was embarrassing, so, you know, is...
I think that's important.
What's your analysis of what unfolded? Real quick.
I don't think it's the question at all about whether or not he's lost faith or confidence in
whether he can get it done.
I went back, I tried to watch this on the... And the body language tells me at Memphis... was still pondering your question, but not to a point where he's about to start cursing.
You think it was the embarrassing part?
I don't think there's any question about it. Yeah, it's my opinion. I think it was the embarrassed part, and that's where, to me, this is the way I'm looking at it.
Uh-huh.
You're asking a man who, in his mind, has never failed anything in his life if he was embarrassed.
Well, what's interesting, because
what would appear to be a failing product on the floor, yes.
I have.
Which you could say
is what set him off.
Well, you could say the answer, though, reflects someone who is embarrassed.
Well, we just saw it in Buffalo. You know that example well, with Micah Hyde, and it was the embarrassed that set those athletes off. Remember that?
Right,
was it Sullivan that asked Micah Hyde? Are you guys, is the Patriots lost? They only threw three times. Are you embarrassed? And it was that word that set.
Well, it's
those
interesting because
I have heard this theory,
and I'm not. I'm
as
open,
opposed to your confidence
I'm open
question.
To it. I'm open to it. I've heard this theory, and I was talking about it with Munns, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Munns thinks that if you look at his face, as soon as I asked the first part of the question, he was starting to go off. And what's interesting is if you look at his answer, he said this. I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets effed up sometimes when it comes to me, mm-hmm. we don't have our full roster. You know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid effing questions about if I feel like I can do something. So he didn't go immediately to the if I feel like I'm embarrassed.
But he also addresses it.
He does go on.
First and
then
second,
he goes on to say, if I had my roster like they did, then I can feel I do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing he said was, stop asking me stupid effing questions about if I feel like I can do something.
Oh, I don't have any questions. No question at all in my mind that there was a buildup of frustration that.
Right.
Was only, it might have been phrased a different way. Maybe it's not embarrassed, but maybe it's something, maybe you say it a completely different way. He was close to exploding, and I think just whatever word it was going to send him off. That's what
interesting.
I think
it's
a built-up frustration.
Is it embarrassing?
Because did y'all see him fire back after Tennessee or whatever when he was questioned about vaccinations or whatever? He kind of, you know, did he fire back like this? Certainly not. Publicly.
No, this was a boiling point.
No, he took it, and I just feel like that's what you had gotten a guy who feels like he's been criticized. That's what the effed up articles are that people are, you know, that's what he's referring to at that point. It's basically when he's been criticized, and that's what he's got to know.
Right. Is
that comes with the territory.
So did it stun you? Because this is a penny we have never seen. He has, like, he's done some crazy ass in his press conference.
No, it didn't stun me. I've never seen Penny Kirsten. No, you haven't seen it. Maybe you haven't seen it publicly. This dude will go off. Yeah,
who are you saying he was going off on? Tony, who was the person who you said they?
I watched him, and I think it was because he knew I wasn't going to write. He knew I wasn't going to write it. I was there to watch. But I was in the back as his East High team lost in the summer league to Darius Garland and a Brentwood Academy squad.
Yeah.
And he went off on them, dude. So. There's another side of Penny that you saw a bit of yesterday. People are like, oh, I didn't even know that was in him. Stop. We know Penny.
He himself
can
said,
curse.
I'm sorry, I'm not a character.
We know there's some Binghamton in Penny, and that you saw a little bit of it. Came out last night, and that's nothing new. I'm not shocked by that. I think the fact that it was how the frustration boiled over, just the, you know, how it came out, because he said it later on, losing his composure.
Yes, exactly.
And so he realized, that's not me. Penny, you nailed
it. It's not him in public.
He's the picture of cool.
Right.
And so to lose it, it's sort of like the old ad, you never let him see you sweat. Well, Penny sort of lives by that. You know what I'm saying? And so to lose that part of it leaves you to question, well, does he have – because in the end, Jeff, at first, we're not playing Memphis basketball before the question's asked. Afterwards, he said, me and my guys are coaching hard.
Right.
We're playing hard.
He's being defensive.
So, right, it got
when
into,
he was saying it, he was fine saying it. But when someone else is saying it, then he got his back up against the...
I do think if things continued to go the way they were on the court and the way the season's gone, that blow-up was coming one way or the other, you know, when it came to... Because it's his frustration.
I totally
it's everything.
Do. Don't you... Haven't you lost your cool and gotten angry in a way that you felt sick about it later? Like, who among us? Like, I don't think Penny should have done that last night. I don't think it reflected well on him or whatever else, but I totally relate to it. Who among us has not, in some moment, just snapped?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even see it coming. You kind of feel it coming, and then something happens, and whether it's at your partner or a work colleague or someone, you just go off.
Sure.
I've done that, or my kids, honestly. And then you feel... You feel less than because you feel like you lowered yourself to their, you know, like, I don't know.
But this is the part about it. Here's where I go back. It's sad to watch because this part's out of his control. This was always going to come with it. At some point, you were always going to be questioned. That comes with it. But y'all need to act like we got 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds out there, right? Get it together because now you're doing the job. What you see typically when coaches are struggling is they try to start asking or controlling things that aren't in their control rather than what's happening on the court. I make the example of Josh at the end there, Tulane. It's actually the Shaq game they ended up losing where Shaq's doing the technical thing. But beforehand, he's calling the commercial appeal, wondering why they're writing attendance stories and not writing them about the football situation. But again, things that are out of control. Everything's going against me. What do you mean you're writing about? You know what I'm saying? And they start trying to, and that's the sign of struggling. And that's why I say you hate to see it because
everything about it you hate to see
because it's different even in the sense of Josh. This is your blood. This is a guy who played. This is a guy who and I got to think this part of it too, Jeff, who in his mind watched
things get taken away from his coach, Larry Finch.
Absolutely.
And everybody turn on him, right? And is probably feeling some of that, right? Like, what are y'all going to turn on me too? You know, some
it's
of
funny.
That.
I asked Penny
so
that
I think
question
all of it
once.
Goes in there.
I asked Penny that question once this year. And he said, no, totally different situation. I've been criticized. I've been in the NBA. I'm too, like, but well, of course it's the same. Of course. It's very personal because he came in as a conquering hero, you know?
Right. And didn't that Orlando media at one point, you know, sort of get on his bad side at one day? Like, that relationship there got
because
strained.
Because he fired Brian, what's his name?
Hill.
Brian Hill. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's.
Okay, his fundamental point is, you shouldn't criticize me, and I shouldn't be responsible for what is happening because I don't have my players.
Just done.
Is that a fair? Is that and do you believe his argument? He shouldn't. It's not his fault because if he had his full complement of players, he would be rolling. And you guys got to realize that. Do you buy that?
I mean, it doesn't play. Unfortunately, it's. This is why you're paid the big bucks. It's that simple. You wanted the job, and yes, you did it essentially as a civic service to start, but you're being paid. You wanted the job, millions. And that's what makes you different from – that's what makes you – frankly, you're paid to handle the media. It's in your contract. This is part of – you're paid well. And so you can't expect it all to be flowers and roses the entire time when you've got what's happening on the court. You have to expect that, Jeff. You can't expect it all to go your way, and I would tell you, the media. Let's be real around here.
We've been soft, because we
oh
all.
Oh my
pull
gosh!
For him.
Because it's Penny Hardaway, and we make
anyone else, we'd be saying he should
usually
be fired.
Usually, you hide it. We make it clear. Everybody makes it clear in the media. They're rooting for Penny because he's
right.
And we knowing too, not just because Penny that you want to see the guy succeed, but knowing too what it would mean to the program if Penny, the blood of the program, succeeds in it. We say it openly. We're rooting for him. What are we talking about here? Like he's
right.
You know, it's been frankly. Probably not as much criticism, you know, clearly as a normal coach would face. So to feel like it's all going against you now, I just think is the wrong sort of context. It doesn't play well in terms of being shorthanded when, listen, or playing just young guys when you've added the young guys to a nucleus of a team that you had that did some things last year and you could have brought back as the main guys. So that's your squad. And again, the whole shorthanded thing, it doesn't help you when Houston's down there doing it with seven dudes right now. And none of them are top five NBA
right.
lottery projected picks. And so, basketball.
Does this reveal?
It's part of it.
Did last night reveal anything about the way this is going to go?
I don't think anything's. You look for trends or signs that things are getting.
I really mean in terms of Penny. Is he going to want to keep doing this?
Oh, you mean
is he going
to
walk away?
As opposed
is
to this
gonna,
team or what's
yes.
going
to do? Yes. Did that press conference reveal anything about the way this is going to go?
I don't know. Penny's probably at some point last night, and who knows? I have to imagine he's cooled down. But at some point last night, he's probably asked himself, is it worth it? Because Lord knows he's not doing it for the money. Lord, he doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the, you know, I gotta succeed in Memphis because I gotta climb the coaching ladder so
right,
I can go
they make
because
no.
that's not
right,
what it is,
right, yeah.
you know. And so you wonder if Penny gets so defensive, I guess, in this case that it's you know what this ain't even worth it for me if I'm gonna have them attack try to do me like they did Larry or look at it that way if that's how
or
Penny's
you could see
it
the other way that it revealed that he's a fighter who doesn't think it was his fault and is gonna you know there's no
think,
way
I
he's
think,
gonna graciously
think,
step away.
I just think that's the part that was missing last night. You can understand why he's frustrated. You can understand why he's all over the place at this point because it feels like nothing any buttons that he pushes are right. But that was what was missing last night. Is what about your part in this? You know, and there have been times where Penny said it's on me, but that last night.
He never really feels like he believes it on him. Sometimes he says, I got to do a better job of coaching.
You'll say it, just say it to be really saying it. Well, sometimes it's important just to say it, even if you don't believe it. Okay? Last night, there was none of it. It's media. It's my young guys. And now I'm shorthanded. And, you know, folks want to hear that it's on you. Folks want to hear that it's on you.
What did you think?
Even if you don't believe it, you have to say it sometimes.
What did you think about the on-the-court product last night?
What was it, two baskets in the first 10, 11 minutes? I don't have it in front of me, but it was – they fall behind 16-2. It's like, man, we've been seeing this for, you know, for a couple of years now with these slow starts, everything else. Yeah, that's. I thought you'd asked me that earlier. I don't know that part of it doesn't look like it's improving whatsoever, and I don't know how, what the fix is, because again, you don't know if DeAndre's going to be there. You don't know if Nollie's going to be there. That's the thing about that. You don't know what you're going to get on the court in a given night from those guys right now. Unfortunately,
it is no like. Certainly does like give us stuff to talk about, but it is nothing that anyone wants to talk about. I actually don't like being. I never thought for a minute I was going to be the story today, until it unfolded the way that it unfolded.
Yep.
And here we are. Well, Jason, thank you very much. I will be listening from 11 to 2. Are you going to let the people talk on your
show?
Oh,
I'm sure we will. Yeah, I want to hear what the people say.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, brother. Have a
that
great
is Jason you. Smith. I think his point, Jeffrey, that it was the embarrassing, the follow-up, which was, I asked him originally, you know, do you ever lose faith that you're going to get this done? He said, at Memphis. And I said, yeah, like as the first half unfolds, is it embarrassing? Do you think he went off at the embarrassing or the whole thing? His first response was not about the embarrassing. It was, don't ask me if I'm going to get effing stuff done.
No, I think it's the ironic. I think it was that word choice. And to me, the irony is his answer revealed that he was embarrassed.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.